let me go to the Stickies hotline, and we'll get back to the Our Entertainment Report.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm much more interested in what Tamar Anatai has to say from MTV's buzzworthy blog. Back, his own favorite. It was so good, we made you wait an additional week to get her on the second time. And we did not have Pat with us the last time that you were on, but he is here today, and he heard good things about your last performance, and he's excited about hearing you today.
Oh, thank you. Likewise. I feel like we have the whole family together now.
Love this girl already.
I told him you have a spectacular command of the English language, and I got a lot of good feedback from our listeners the last time you were on.
Oh, thanks. And that's the only language I really know, so I'm glad that...
You're good at it. If you sucked at English, it would really be kind of a bummer for you.
Yeah, it would. I don't have too much to fall back on.
No.
So at least I have that.
Yes. You could tell, you know what, you need to find some kind of obscure language that nobody really speaks, and then you could say, well, I speak that too, and then you could just kind of babble in it, and they won't know the difference.
Yeah, like cave drawing. I speak that.
Yeah, cave drawing. Yeah, okay.
She can decipher that.
Didn't see that one coming.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was not one that I would have thought, but that's good. Okay, so we've been talking about Transformers. There were so many sidebar stories to Transformers coming out. Shia LaBeouf admitted that he hooked up with Megan Fox, which makes me hate him even more than I did, which I didn't think was possible. apparently, the director is a terrible human being, Michael Bay, which I think maybe everybody knew anyway, but apparently he's even more egomaniacal and more crazy than we thought. He teased Shia LaBeouf before Shia got the original job, and everybody knows about his run-ins with Megan Fox, and now apparently the new hottie... He dropped off in the middle of the desert and made her walk back to the set, like a half mile in high heels and in underwear.
But you know what? I would hate for that to happen to me. So, like, I feel sympathy for her. But she's a model. She's a Victoria's Secret model. She can walk around and, you know, she's had practice walking around in underwear and heels. But that is a pretty, that's kind of a jerky thing to do.
Yeah, very jerky. And I don't know how often you've been in the desert, sister, but let me tell you something. I walk around in my underwear all the time in my house, but I don't want to do it through the desert.
Yeah, I know. That poor thing. That falls under some pretty kind of cruel and unusual treatment.
Yes, but I'm sure she got a really big payday for being in Transformers 3, so it's okay. Are you?
Sure she did.
Are you, as a woman, the least bit interested in this? Because this is sort of the guy that likes to sort of work on his car, and this is kind of a... It's going to be short on story, I think, and it's going to be long on visual effects, just like every other film this guy does.
A good way of putting it. I think you're probably right.
Do you have any interest in seeing this thing at all?
You know, I would... It's so hot in New York, I will use any excuse to sit in a really extremely air-conditioned, you know, jet blast theater for 2 hours. The longer, the better.
Yeah.
Do they even do double features anymore? I would sit through, like, a Transformers and something else double feature just for all that AC.
I've done that. I've done triple features, but it's been a while.
Yeah. It's in 3D, so that's going to be... pretty cool. Yeah, it's going to be, you know, don't go to sort of unearth the, you know, poetic subtext of what's going on.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of, you know, sort of glitz and major CGI and 3D effects.
Yeah. So you will go see it, though, but only for the AC.
Okay, yes. You painted me into a corner, yes. That's one of the selling points. I'm not a big Shia girl, but I think, we were talking about Rosie Huntington-Whiteley. She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
She's stunning. She's a stunning girl. And I think she's actually not necessarily going to turn out to be a bad actress. There's that holy, she's a pretty face. She's a model. She's got a great body. She can't act. But I've seen interviews with her. Josh Horowitz here at MTV News did a really funny interview with her. And she's pretty sly. She seems to be a pretty bright girl. So.
Would you be surprised if Shia LaBeouf hooked up with her?
Just given his track record, maybe, you know.
Obviously, he's open
who knows?
To it. Yeah. Here's my thing about that whole deal. You said she's attractive and she can't act, and I'm thinking, well, we already saw Megan Fox in the first two editions, so there shouldn't be any change of pace. If she couldn't act...
I think she can.
No, but
act.
I'm saying if she couldn't, it wouldn't be a big deal.
Right.
Now, if she can, that's gravy. That's fine. But really, at this point, all you got to really do is be hot. Second of all...
Yeah, are you saying men aren't tuning in for the for her acting job?
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's my thing, though, too, is that I have a harder time suspending disbelief that Shia LaBeouf can hook up with her or Megan Fox than I do that... cars can turn into robots and fly into space and are from another planet. That is easier for me to wrap my brain around than Shia LaBeouf, D-bag that he is, being able to hook up with those two smoking hot chicks. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
I'm with you. I did believe him more in the Wall Street role, the sort of part two Wall Street movie that they did the other year with Michael Douglas. I thought he was kind of well cast in that. But you know what? He's the one. He's laughing all the way to the bank. So I guess, you know, screw you.
Who's he laughing at? No, that's it. Is he laughing at us?
No, he doesn't know. He's got to be laughing at the whole world because it is. I mean, he's. I don't think he's especially talented either. I don't enjoy watching the guy act. I don't see it. I just don't get it. I'll never get it. Just like some.
He was good in Even Stevens.
I never saw that.
That was a child's film.
I'll have to take your word for
it. Yeah, trust me, he was good.
Okay, good.
Rent it this weekend.
Yes. I have been watching the internet. I don't watch award shows in general. Really, the only one I watch is the Academy Awards. But apparently there were some issues at the BET Awards, and I did watch a clip of this yesterday, and there was some confusion as to who actually won a People's Choice Award.
That was a bit of a mess. Yes. Yeah, a little bit of a... Live TV hot mess. Yeah, it was the Coca-Cola Viewers' Choice Awards, you know, so like the awards that the fans and viewers pick. And it was actually like a fan who had announced the winner. And, you know, I think that there were some problems with the, you know, with the teleprompter.
Yeah.
And they said Rihanna had won. And then they said, oh, wait, Drake won. Drake came up to, I guess, accept the award. And he was like, well, this is awkward. And then it was revealed that Chris Brown was the actual winner. So they brought him up at the very end to actually accept the award. And then, you know, to his credit, Stephen Hill, who's the president of music programming and specials at BET, he took full responsibility. He said the mix-up, he tweeted, and he said the mix-up was due to human error, and he said, I was the human who made that error, and I apologize to everyone. So that's kind of a, you know, I think kind of a classy way to sort of put an end to, not that it was controversial.
Is there really any way to explain that away?
That is hard to believe.
How do you ask two people on stage who don't receive the award?
Yeah, the thing is,
I know,
with an award show, the most important thing is to, you know, give the right person the award and announce it.
That is like the primary objective of an award show, yeah.
Well, and I didn't know the poor girl that was up there doing it, but, I mean, she says Rihanna, and then she said, no, I'm sorry. It's actually the dude that beat Rihanna up, Chris Brown.
And they booed her.
Oops.
Well, yeah, that was kind of the subtext of that. So that was a little, very awkward, but I think Stephen Hill kind of did a nice job of saying, you know what, mea culpa, I'm going to raise my hand. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he's got to take credit for it, but that's fine.
Yeah.
And it may not even have been his fault. He may have just been taking one for the team, which I could respect.
Yeah, who knows? But I think it was pretty cool that he stepped forward and was like, you know what, I got this. Sorry about that. The girl was probably mortified.
Are you on the blog now, Pat? Are you checking out what they do? How they do things? You know, Tamara's responsible for putting this thing together, and she actually was the creator.
Girl.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
Thank you.
She's genius. You know, our old buddy, our old Wednesday buddy, Kevin Mano, celebrating a birthday today. So if you run into him in the MTV halls, make sure you give him a high five.
Oh, happy birthday, Kevin. You're such a great guy.
He's okay. No, I'm kidding. We love Kevin here. Okay, so also wanted to mention, as if there wasn't enough weird things going on, there weren't enough weird things going on in New York. Outside your window yesterday, some whack job parked himself on top of a pole and stopped traffic in Times Square for 2 hours. What in the world?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I saw that with my very own two eyes. I was coming up to work because I, you know, work right down here in Times Square on 44th at the MTV building. And there's usually, you know, there's no end to the sort of, you know, chaos and commotion just because it's literally the heart of New York. And there's, you know, all these major buildings and headquarters. But, you know, and there's, you know, thankfully, there's usually a pretty big police presence here. They're doing a good job. But there were, you know, there was like some police tape blocking off a certain area, and more people than usual congregated in a certain area, which was that little island. There are a couple little islands that, you know, divide the main roads.
Right.
And yeah, a dude in an orange shirt was sitting on top of a pole. It was like a light pole 20 feet up in the air. And he was kind of having the best day ever. Well, until he obviously got...
He fell?
No, he got arrested.
He didn't fall. He got arrested.
Who was the cop that climbed up there to arrest him?
They had, they had a bunch of people, a bunch of cops on those cranes, and then they had those big inflatable sort of raft things so they could catch him. And eventually they lured him down. I mean, he didn't really appear to be dangerous. He didn't appear to try to be injuring himself. Apparently he wanted to meet Alicia Keys, who had played Good Morning America outside.
Who doesn't?
She did She did a little concert there, and he didn't get to meet her. And he's a rapper.
Aspiring rapper.
Raymond Velasquez?
Right?
You know who this is a slap in the face to?
Mm-mm.
The Cirque du Soleil guys. Because they get paid many, many dollars to do stuff like this.
No, the
Cirque
du Soleil guy
just hops on.
The Cirque du Soleil guy threw out the first pitch yesterday, and one of the greatest things.
Him?
It was amazing.
He did a flip and a flip, and then
he did a flippity flip flip.
Yeah, this guy didn't appear to have any kind of like flip skills, but he was rapping. I think he gave. I saw him hand a cop. I went up to the seventh floor where we have kind of this balcony awning thing, and I saw him hand a cop something. It looked like one of his DVDs.
Yeah,
one of his CDs.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Here's my
dude
thing.
Dude is hustling. He's hustling hard.
Let me tell you what they should have done, okay? And I hate to be cruel and harsh about the whole thing, and I know maybe he just wanted to meet Alicia Keys, but guess what, bro? There's a better way to go about it. So if I'm the police, guess what I'm doing? It's time to load up the rubber bullets and shoot the man off the pole.
No.
You know what it is? It's police target practice today in New York City. Shoot the idiot off the pole.
No.
It's a fun game for everybody in the family. Come out with your rubber bullets and shoot the idiot off the pole.
No.
You stop traffic in Times Square for 2 hours. You deserve to get shot off the pole with the rubber belly.
Give him his own show. He was rapping on top of a 20-foot pole.
That's what he wants, Paul.
Exactly.
He wants talent.
Like, you know he's probably going to be on Stern or, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's what bugs me. See, he's going to end up getting the positive attention. Eminem will probably sign him to a deal. It's ridiculous.
But
it
why
irritates
you Trump Stern? Why don't you need to get this guy... He needs to be
we don't have a 20-foot pole.
Rock.
We don't have a 20-foot pole.
If I tell the guy that I think he should have been shot off the pole with rubber bullets, I'm pretty sure he's not going to come on our show.
We got a 10-foot pole, all right? He's been doing that since grade school.
I wouldn't touch that guy with a 20-foot pole.
But, yeah, they took him to one of the psych hospitals here for an evaluation.
They did? Why?
I don't think he's crazy, but I think he needs to learn the hard way. It's like when my parents were raising me and I did something wrong. They didn't say, Justin, don't do that again. They whooped my behind. This guy needs to be shot off the pole.
Learn
and guess
the
what?
Learn the
it's only 20 feet. What's the way you can break an ankle, break an arm? Big
Seriously,
deal. Shouldn't have climbed the pole, idiot.
If he was but really were, tough, he'd go 40 feet.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was 20 feet. That's why everyone was like, well, he doesn't look like he's trying to hurt himself. He looks like he just wants attention. But there are some pretty hilarious photos of him, you know, with his, like, arms up in the air. And he was, like, rapping. And he was just, like, totally, like, trying to vibe with the crowd. So he was, like, happy to be there. But I was watching him like, dude, enjoy your last couple minutes of being a free man up there 20 feet in the air.
Yeah, you know what's what are they really going to do to him?
Enjoy this vibe.
I mean, we got murders running around the streets.
Yeah, that's true. They got more important things to worry. That's the other thing is you're drawing the police away from things that actually are important. Anyway.
That's kind of the main. That's kind of to me the only bad side of the story is there's other things going on in the city. But it was kind of a sort of funny way to start the day.
What else are you keeping your eye on the Buzzworthy blog? What else is buzzworthy to you?
Well, the Beyonce album 4 is out. So that's. You know, super exciting. She's actually got a special tomorrow night on MTV where she sort of takes you behind the scenes into, like, creating her new album, and she kind of took some time off and traveled the world. She went to China, just up on the Great Wall. So that's going to be a pretty big album. And also, speaking of Transformers, you know, even if you're not into the movie, the soundtrack is out, and that's got a big Linkin Park single.
Okay.
My Chemical Romance, Goo Goo Dolls, Paramore has a song. So, you know, that's kind of the cool music angle of the movie.
You're so hip.
Oh, thanks.
Tamar Anatai joining us for MTV's Buzzworthy blog. Okay, let me ask you one last thing. This is totally off the board. So.
Oh, God.
Well, it's a bestseller, so I'm sure you're paying attention to it. But this new, I don't know if you have kids or not, but for those of us who do, this sort of rings true.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, well, it's a tongue-in-cheek poke at being a parent, and it's called Go the F to Sleep is the name of the book. It's a bestseller. Maybe you've heard about it.
Oh, I've totally heard about this with Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson has now recorded or narrated the book, and it's out, and you can catch it online, I guess. But what are your thoughts on the book in general? Because there's been quite a bit of negative feedback towards the book.
I mean, I'm not a parent, so I can't really tell anyone how to parent their kids. But I've seen, you know, some of my friends on Facebook who have kids who, you know, I think are really great parents. They've been posting it, and they're like, you know, I love my kids, but you just get to a point where you're like, it's bedtime. Mama needs to go to bed too.
Yeah.
So, you know, it seems like it's all in. It seems like it's all in good fun and good humor.
That's my thing. If it's one thing to think it, it's another thing to say it to your kid. It's one thing to think, man, I could really whip this kid right now.
You hit your kids, don't you?
I spank my kid fashion.
But
I mean,
obviously the book is for adults.
Right. It's not for the kids to read.
No, it is not a children's book. That seems clear. You don't have to have kids to know that.
And I occasionally will fire some salty language, but I make every effort on every occasion not to say anything untowards
What could a couple of characters like us take from not having kids and reading the book? Since you read it,
it's amusing.
And you have kids.
I didn't read it. I just know about it. No, I didn't read it. I know about it.
Okay.
I've read excerpts of it, and then I've heard clips like this one from Samuel L. Jackson.
The cats nestle close to their kittens. The lambs have laid down with the sheep. You're cozy and warm in your bed, my dear. Please go the f*** to sleep.
Beautiful.
It is. It really is.
He could say anything and put F in the middle of it.
That's true. When you put the little dreamy music in behind it, it's really quite good. I'm gonna go buy this.
You know what? Samuel L. Jackson tells me to go to F to sleep. I'm going to sleep.
That's for sure.
Don't question that man.
No, he's not to be trifled with. I guarantee you right now. And if he busts out any Ezekiel on you, better get to running. You're gonna be in big trouble. All right. Well, listen, great catching up with you again this week. Another great performance, as always. Not that you're really performing, but another great, what should we call it, appearance.
No, I was doing this balancing on a 20-foot pole, so it is kind of a performance art.
Well, I hope that the police don't come out to see you, because I would hate for you to be shot off of there with rubber bullets. I don't think that's
a good
thing. Well, listen, we'll look forward to seeing what you're up to. We'll keep an eye on the blog and appreciate you coming in. We'll hopefully talk to you next week.
Thanks so much for having me, and follow me on Twitter. I'm on there all the time at MTV Buzzworthy.
MTV's Buzzworthy, okay.
Yeah, MTV Buzzworthy.
All right, very good.
Okay, we'll follow you then.
Thanks so much for having me.
Everywhere you go.
Pat's our resident Twitterer. I don't Twitter so much. I have a hard time keeping up with Facebook, let alone Twitter. So, you know, I'm limited.
Maybe next time we'll do a little Twitter walkthrough.
Okay, that'd be good, yes.
Okay, have a great day.
Thanks, appreciate it.